Over time, the volume of data indicating the inadequacy of savings grows. For instance, according to a recent Go Banking Rate survey, 35% of all adults in America have only several hundred dollars in their savings account. 34% have zero savings, and about half of U.S. families have no retirement account savings. As reported by CNBC, even older workers approaching retirement are ill-prepared. The median savings for families whose wage earners are between 50 and 55 years old is only $8,000. For those between 56 and 61, it's just $17,000, according to the Economic Policy Institute. There are experts who suggest that by the age of 50, one should have five times their annual salary saved. So if one is earning $50,000 per year, this translates into savings of $250,000. By the age of 55, one might want to have about six times their annual salary saved, and by age 60, about seven times. Eventually, many people come to regret what they ultimately view as their greatest financial error. A Bankrate survey indicates that 46% of adults wish that they had saved more, whether for retirement, emergency expenses, or their children's education. In fact, not only have many Americans not saved enough for their children's education, they are depending upon their children for assistance. According to the Natixis U.S. Investor Survey, 24% of baby boomers expect that contributions from children will play an important role in funding their retirement. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Ani Bon Basu.